As they were discussing the events, Sheriff Behan approached Wyatt and told him he was under arrest. Wyatt told Behan that Behan had lied to him when he said that all of the men were unarmed and that he was not going to be arrested. Several of the local citizens came to Wyatt's defense and said there was no reason to arrest him. Some say that Behan seemed more than a little intimidated by Wyatt. Whether it was out of fear or the fact that Wyatt talked him out of it, Behan let Wyatt go. For a while, the Earps were considered heroes. The local newspapers agreed that they had no choice but to fire when Frank McLowry fired on them first. The tombstone epitaph described the shootout, quote, "Wyatt Earp stood up and fired in rapid succession, as cool as a cucumber, and was not hit," end quote. The San Francisco Examiner suggested that Tombstone's residents should be grateful to have the Earps on their side of the law. The epitaph in particular had a great deal of coverage of the gunfight, including the events leading up to it. The following day, it reported as follows. "Stormy as were the early days of Tombstone, nothing ever occurred equal to the event of yesterday. Since the retirement of Ben Sippy as marshal and the appointment of V.W. Earp to fill the vacancy, the town has been noted for its quietness and good order. The fractious and much dreaded cowboys, when they came into town, were on their good behavior and no unseemly brawls were indulged in. And it was hoped by our citizens that no more such deeds would occur as led to the killing of Marshal White 1 year ago. This time it struck with its full and awful force upon those who, heretofore, have made the good name of this county a byword and a reproach, instead of upon some officer in the discharge of his duty of a peaceable and unoffending citizen." Since the arrest of Stillwell and Spencer for the robbery of the Bisbee stage, there have been oft-repeated threats conveyed to the Earp brothers, Virgil Wyatt and Morgan, that the friends of the accused, or in other words, the cowboys, would get even with them for the part they have taken in the pursuit and arrest of Stillwell and Spencer. The active part of the Earps in going after stage robbers, beginning with the one last spring where Bud Philpott lost his life, and the more recent one near Contention, has made them exceedingly obnoxious to the bad element of this county and put their lives in jeopardy every month. Sometime Tuesday, Ike Clanton came into town and during the evening had some little talk with Doc Holliday and Marshal Earp, but nothing to cause either to suspect, further than their general knowledge of the man and the threats that had previously been conveyed to the Marshal, that the gang intended to clean out the Earps, that he was thirsting for blood at this time, with one exception, and that was what Clanton told the Marshal in answer to a question, that the McLowrys were in Sonora. Shortly after this occurrence, someone came to the Marshal and told him that the McLowrys had been seen a short time before just below town. Marshal Earp, now knowing what might happen and feeling his responsibility for the peace and order of the city, stayed on duty all night and added to the police force his brother, Morgan, and Holliday. The night passed without any disturbance whatever, and at sunrise he went home and retired to rest and sleep. A short time afterwards, one of his officers named Bronk came to his house and told him that Clanton was hunting him with threats of shooting him on sight. He discredited the report and did not get out of bed. Sometime later, he dressed and went with his brother Morgan uptown. It was not long before another man, Lynch, reported to him the same thing. They walked down Allen Street to Fifth, crossed over to Fremont and down to Fourth, where, upon turning up Fourth toward Allen, they came upon Clanton with a Winchester rifle in his hand and a revolver on his hip. The Marshal walked up to him, grabbed the rifle, and hit him a blow on the head at the same time, stunning him so that he was able to disarm without further trouble. He marched Clanton off to the police court, fined Clanton $25 and costs, making $27.50 altogether. This occurrence must have been about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The epitaph continued with an account by an eyewitness named R.F. Coleman. "I was in the OK Corral at 2:30 p.m. when I saw the two Clantons, Ike and Bill, and the two McLowrys, Frank and Tom, in an earnest conversation."